Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tass of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Nancy Devine is staring at me on the wall. We're here at Fadley's. We have the fish and crab, the seafood Christmas tree out here in the netting. We are at Fadley's of Lexington Market. Big, beautiful new space here at the new market. This guy came to the old market. Ruffin Bell has been our partner for over a dozen years. We've been doing Coppin State sports broadcast and games, and back Juan Dixon was coaching the team, now Larry Stewart. I saw Stu over at State Fair a couple weeks ago over to Catonsville side. Ruffin has been a partner of ours. If you put AM 1570 on, you hear, I don't know, the Coppin ladies beating up on Arizona State AM 1570 last week. It's all because of Ruffin and our partnership. My brother, always good to get a crab cake with you. I think you joined me at Fadley's once. I think you've been to Pizza John's for the proceedings. And I know you were down at Fadley's a couple years ago because you brought Dr. Jenkins, and you're like, I'm bringing Doc Jenkins. And I thought it was just the two of you. The pep squad's there. The mascot came. Real eagle with me. So you're alone today. I was a little worried. And you're looking svelte, man.
It's literally half of me. You are your own postcard for
health. Look at how healthy you look.
Yeah, literally half of me.
Congratulations.
Getting there. It's a process.
The new and improved, and there's less of him to love, but the bigger heart of what is your title? Because I don't want to screw it up. I'm terrible at titles.
I am marketing and promotion specialist for the athletic department.
Well, I feel special that we're involved, and I always have fun at your school. You know that we've been partners a long time, but I attended your holiday event with Dr. Jenkins, and I've had Shanta Hayward on, I had Joshua Humbert on, different people, and I'm going to get to the professors, and I'm going to get to the coaches and all of that. But what a community you have! What a neat thing to be involved. And how many years of Coppin for you? And you come at it honest because you're an alum.
Ooh,
you walked on that campus what year?
Fall of 93. Fall of 93.
So 31 years ago.
It's been a minute. It has been a minute.
And you see the changes there. I saw people at your event, your holiday event, who were boosters and grew up. There was a beautiful lady that I had a meal with, and I know you'll know her because she's copied.
I'm going to say Peaches. That's the first person.
She told me she grew up on the street where Coppin was. And then she went to Coppin, and she just loves Coppin. And she was just going on and on about how much she loved Coppin. And I'm like, I'm from Dundalk. I feel I grew up in Dundalk. And when you feel that's what every institution wants,
It is.
A true believer.
It is. Coppin is home for me. You know, like you said, I grew up there as a student, you know, came back, started coaching there, started teaching there. Now I'm back.
You play baseball at Coppin, yeah?
Yep.
What position did you play?
Started off in center field. Did a little bit of pitching in first base, but I ended up in right field. Had a MEAC freshman of the year that beat me out at center field. Then Danny Singletary, who's going into Coppin's Hall of Fame this winter, he permanently put me in right field. He ended up playing double-A for the Arizona
Diamondbacks. I remember his name. Yeah, absolutely.
Danny was the one during the 97 run with the basketball team. He played basketball.
He was on the team. He's been on my show. He's been in my studio. I found the picture of me and Fang with all the players that came with the pizza that we broke the NCAA violations, giving Mama Larda's pizza 27 years ago. And I was telling that story last night because there were people there who didn't know about Fang.
Right.
And I said, Fang. And they looked at me like I had three heads. And I thought, well, everybody at Coppin knows about Fang, don't they? But I guess it's been a minute. And I said, well, the next time you're in the gym, look down on the court. His name's on the court, right?
There you go.
So, but Fang's a real guy to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fang kicked me out of the gym plenty of times.
For what?
Taking ground balls on his court.
You're playing baseball in a gym?
Hey, I had to get my grade. Hey, you know,
go outside and do that, young man.
Oh, he wasn't that nice. Just get off the court.
Get off the court. Get off my court. Is that press pretty good? Get off my court.
Yeah, it was great, though.
You're trying to keep moving out of my shot here. You're too big to be doing that. You're trying to stay in it. You're moving around. Coppin updates. First thing, thanks for the partnership. We appreciate it. I love having all your people on. Dr. Jenkins is going to come down here and be a part of the Cup of Super Bowl. But the sports program and baseball, I've had Sherm on. We had him talking a little baseball when the Orioles got eliminated, and fall ball and all that. But – You guys are winning some MEAC championships over there. I think the athletic department and Derek's out doing MEAC things right now. But it's been elevated a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
And by having Angel in last year, the kind of games you're getting now, this really a signature win for the ladies program. Let's talk about that.
I mean, overall, the department definitely is moving forward. I mean, there's no question about that. Volleyball team got things going by winning the division, then baseball won the conference, then volleyball followed up by winning the conference, and it's just been a lot of W's all the way around.
I had your volleyball coach on a month and a half ago, and that was fun because volleyball is a game we all play.
Yeah, I mean.
And a lot of people don't even know Coppin plays volleyball, right? You know, like they would not know that.
And the ladies are great. They play in a great game. It is very exciting. Have you been to a collegiate bowling match?
I have not.
When you go, it is completely not whatever you're thinking. Guaranteed.
It's not pinbusters.
It is it is very exciting, and that is our volleyball program. That is our bowling program. Our women's basketball just beat GW last night in overtime, beat Arizona State at home last week. I mean, and the fellas, men's basketball, lost by 10 to NC State.
I got Steve's email this morning, yeah.
I mean, that was a great
game. Taking money
games
and taking the big games, you know a lot about that because you count the beans in the athletic department. Mm-hmm. You know where, you know, you've been at this a long time. That was always Coppin's. That was Fang. That was the axe to carry, right?
Yep.
We're going to take games at Kansas State. We're going to take games. We're going to go through the Midwest. We're going to play Texas and Missouri and we're going to go on the road for 12 days in December and take the money for the university. I don't understand this NIL. Maybe you understand. You're laughing at me. But and I'm not going to disparage college sports, not with you standing next to me. But I have less interest than I've ever had in college sports. I'm talking football on Saturdays. I'm talking about the Terps blowing out whoever they blew out the other night or whatever. I'm having a hard time making this old man get off my lawn adjustment. Not to the fact that these kids are making money, just to the fact that there's no continuity as a supporter of programs. You know, your place would be different than that. That's an advantage, for smaller schools.
Honestly, the NIL wave has hit everyone.
Including you.
Everyone. And it is very challenging for our coaches. And especially when you toss in the transfer portal, the new transfer portal rules.
He just said the portal.
It has become free agency. And
that portal's not just a football or basketball portal. That's at the top of every funnel of every sport. There are those 20 kids that can change a program for as long as they're there. And discus throwers. And it could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you throw discus or something? Did you do track? Did you do track?
Middle school.
I thought you told me you were a track guy.
I did run track for Coppin.
All right.
Well, I'll say I participated.
You were alternate to the alternate.
You know it.
Well, you were center fielder. You must have had some wheels.
Baseball wheels are different than track wheels. Let me tell you. I learned that.
Joseph Omoa would tell you that probably too. I bet he would.
And he's still training at Coppin. He still does training at Coppin.
Dude, I gotta get him on the show.
I've never had him on the show. Really?
Let me carry the flag for his country
Olympics. We got to set that up for you.
Let's do that.
He is still working out at the school. And, you know, whenever he has his international competition,
he's a world-class athlete.
And a great kid. Great young man. No longer a kid. Great young man. I mean.
Well, that's what you're trying to turn out of Coppin is good people. I mean, and that starts with Dr. Jenkins straight. I mean, that's the first thing about when I met you at the beginning. You're like, you got to come over to Coppin. You got to see our place. You got to meet our coaches. You take me down the hallway, introduce me to everybody. You're like, this is a family over here. It feels like, I don't want to be disparaging, but it feels like a big old high school. It feels like a place where everybody knows everybody, and it feels like a comforting place to be whenever I'm there. I say that all the time.
It's always had a family atmosphere. That's what keeps Coppin there. In fact, I'm going to talk about my family. I now have my daughter and my son at Coppin. And the best thing for me, this one's ear hustling, because, you know, your kid doesn't want to go to school where you're working.
Okay, right.
But 2 months in, her freshman year. I hear her talking to her mom in the kitchen. Coppin was the best decision I ever made. And I'm sitting there watching TV, and I lowered the volume a little bit, so now I'm, like, really ear-hustling here.
When was this?
This was – she's about to graduate, so this was
3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
During the plague. I mean, wow, okay.
And she was everything she loved about Coppin. I mean, I'm sitting up there pumping fists in the room. She doesn't know I'm overhearing everything. I'm eavesdropping now.
Right.
And she graduates this coming spring.
What's her major?
English.
Okay.
She's looking to be a screenwriter. And yesterday she was accepted into a graduate school in England. And today she was accepted into University of Stirling in Scotland. So that's two out of her five that she's gotten into. So LSU, I think, is she's waiting to hear from them soon. And she's also looking to find out if she's going to be a Marshall Scholar, I believe.
Well, I would think that's a thing for you. And listen, Baltimore Positive was born out of my friendship with Don Moeller. And I remember going back to high school, and every teacher, every school wants you to come back and tell them how well you're doing in life. How you're having – it's the reason you go to school is to prosper out here in the real world, right?
Right.
And, you know, I guess there's a point where you've been there long enough that you've had – you just mentioned Joseph Amoah as a young man. All of these people from the time you were a student there and you've been working there for two decades, that all of these people that came in as 18, 19, 20-year-old people, even when you were 30, 35, now you get older – that you see the successes they have when they come back, because homecoming's a real thing here.
Yeah.
And the disdain for Morgan is real. I found that out last night.
You know it.
I mean, there's a lot of things that cop people say about you Morgan people when the doors are closed that you don't want to know about.
If you're wearing an orange, it better have the Orioles logo on
it. I'm surprised I ever got you over to Coco's. It's too close to Morgan for you, you know, over there.
Well, you know.
Well, it's crab cake. Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. Before you lost all that weight.
You know, but, yeah. We won't talk about that other school.
No, but coming back and the pride in that and seeing successful people come to Coppin with a dream, graduate, and then years later when you've been there as long as you've been there, I'm working in the government. I'm working here. I got a job there. I made a baby. You know,
It's awesome. I've had – because, like I said, I was on the faculty side back in, what was that, early 2000 when Paul Blair was the head coach.
Sure. Okay.
And
the late, great Paul Blair.
Yeah, and to see some of my students come back. Our assistant track coach is one of my former students. I'm still tripping out over that.
And now making a life at Coppin and coming back.
He's a proud parent, doing well in the coaching business. He has been at Tennessee, Georgetown, all these big-time schools. And he had an opportunity to come back to Coppin to coach under his coach, and he took the opportunity. What can you say?
You're like a proud papa, is what you are.
It's fun.
Uncle Ruffin.
It's fun to see. No, we're not going to.
Ruffin Bell is here. He is with Coppin in the marketing department and gets us involved with all that we do with all the games we put on. And right now we're in basketball season, so I would talk about Stu and talk about the ladies and all that. A Morgan Coppin game at Coppin. We've swabbed at that event for There Goes My Hero with you. I said last night I was at a Coppin event, and I said, Coppin Morgan games, like everybody in Baltimore should go to one Coppin Morgan game.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you do it over the hill, you got to do somewhere. But if you see the passion in this city for East and West, it's really a neat rugby. You talk about Raven Steelers next week and whatever. Morgan Coppin's cool, man.
Yeah, it's any rivalry. It's when you think
but
of
it's
a
in the
rivalry,
same city, though. A lot of rivalry. Well, Duke and North Carolina or whatever, they're nearby. But when the rivalry is a bus line, that's a real rivalry.
It's a rivalry, but at the same time, as sister institutions, will root for one another. But there is a rivalry.
Well, I don't root for the Yankees or the Steelers ever. So we got different bloodlines here. Last thing for you before I let you disappear on the Coppin thing, Dr. Jenkins said something, and I don't want to paraphrase it
And it wasn't about Morgan, although he did say some stuff about Morgan. But to paraphrase, it's something like, we're not running from West Baltimore. We are West Baltimore. He said something to the effect of, like, we're not shying away from Baltimore and West Baltimore. We're embracing that.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about my East Baltimore card, my Dundalk card, my Towson card, my, you know, this tragedy with the Mangione thing that happened this week. I've talked about my pride in having 10,000 empty Orioles seats, that bothers me.
Right.
And I told Mr. Rubenstein that bothered me. The sense of sort of the pride that overtakes it all when you're from a place and your place is being denigrated, whether it's West Baltimore, East Dundalk, America, whatever your thing is, you're going to defend that. And I just thought that was a beautiful thing to hear him talk about that, because I think there are a lot of people that beat on our city and beat on what we're about. And I think especially the West Side, I'm an East Side guy beating on the West Side sometimes, but I found that there to be real conviction in that statement.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Coppin is home. West Baltimore is home. For a lot of us, we grew up there. Even for folks that come over from the East Side that come to Coppin, Coppin gives opportunities. And people, we're a university. You grow, you learn, you're going to go through personal challenges, academic challenges.
You have to work hard.
Right, but you have a support system that helps you get there, and that's what keeps bringing people back. But that's also Baltimore. You know, you grew up, you grew up here. You know, you help your neighbor if it snowed. You know, you go and help you help them shovel. You know, so it's always been a family atmosphere.
Well,
and
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, you know.
I felt family listening. I wore my I got my Eagles belt buckle on. I'm gonna take it off. I had this on at the party last night, so I left it on today. This is my go Eagles, baby. That's what I'm saying right there. Right. All right. Ruffin Bell is here. He is with Coppin State University. They are our partner. If you put the radio station on, you're on the north side of the Beltway, and you hear dribbling and hooping. Kyle's calling the game left to right on your radio dial, and lots of basketball ahead. Right. I mean, we're not even at Christmas yet, and the ladies have put down that Eagle flag right there.
Right.
In Arizona. It said, we're real. I mean,
the ladies,
they might be the best team in the MEAC, huh?
We're going to prove it. We're not going to say it. We're going to prove it.
All right.
And that's what they're on the mission on. And we have Kent State next Thursday. We'll be airing it
right
on the station here. And then Navy on the 21st on the men's side. So that'll be the next two home
David
games.
Robinson's not there anymore, right? Just checking. All right,
making sure
they don't have a 6'11 center in Navy this time. Ruffin Bell remembers all the young old-timers. He's been with Coppin a long, long time. You've lost, like, almost triple digits. Are you allowed to eat a crap? Like, where are you on a point system? What do you want here? Are you on eating vegetables, eating sensible? What do you
eat? I am eating whatever is on my plate.
Why are you losing the weight? You look great.
I'm cheating. I'm doing the Manjaro.
Okay.
And, you know, doing a little bit of working out as well. But it's dropped the weight. It's helped me
with my diabetes.
You know.
Your numbers are getting better. Everything's good there.
My numbers are great.
Good.
My numbers are great. And
you look great. You look healthy. You look happy. You look like you're telling me great stories about your kids. This is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm at Fadley's. I'm at a crab house. Come on now. You know I'm
going to
be
happy. All right. As long as I can get your crab cake. It's all brought to you by our friends by the Maryland Lottery here. I've got Raven scratch-offs to give away. Next week, we're going to be on Tuesday at Amici's. They don't have a crab cake there. Don't tell anybody, but I'm doing the show there anyway. And we got a full house for that show. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be at Costas wrapping things up for the holidays. Damie has given me this incredible, this is a kitchen towel. But this is crabs and Christmas all in one place, which, you know, I'm from Dundalk. I like that sort of thing. I appreciate you. We'll get the games back on here at AM 1570. We are the flagship, proudly, at Coppin State University, also supporting a lot of things we're doing on the educational side, as well as raising some funds there to make the campus bigger and better. I'll have Dr. Jenkins on next month. We'll be back here at Fadley's for the Cup of Soup or Bowl. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive.